on Diabetes Breakthrough.
Time to talk to China and Russia after this near attempt of picking off a Saudi ambassador to the United States. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up in another 10 minutes, we're going to lighten the load as we do another Nail the Score. It's very strange trying to predict what's happening in the NFL, just as hard as it's trying to predict what ultimately this administration is going to do when it comes to Iran and when it comes to jobs and the economy and when it comes to a myriad of other things that we've been discussing for the last month on ATN. So while the president's approval ratings are continuing to sink, we see that, and of course, the incumbent is always going to get pummeled. Let's be fair about that, especially trying to get a second term. But the Republicans are starting to make some noise with some new faces, including Herman Cain. So on the show, we thought it would be fun, since all these states have these straw polls, and we've seen a couple of different winners, we thought it'd be fun to do our own here on ATN. And for the last 3 weeks, a lot of you have commented and weighed in, and I appreciate it. It's been great. It really has. And you said some interesting, thoughtful things. This is a smart group because they talk about the issues. They're paying attention. We are not asleep. If I'm just judging by this little old show, I'm going to say we are not asleep anymore, America. And it makes me proud to say that. So Herman Cain's got 102 votes in our poll right now, because all of you are asking for updates. Ron Paul has 98. Mitt Romney's got 80. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, has 67. And mind you, this is if you had to vote for president right now. And Michelle Bachmann has 23. 10 people actually threw in on Obama, saying a couple of different things. One, he's a scapegoat, misunderstood, ridiculous. It's a race thing, you know, a bunch of different emails. And as I said, left of left or right of right, no matter what your take is, or confused, upset, just happy to be an American and tired of all the politics out of D.C., please weigh in. So I respect that. 10 for the president, even though this was really Republican, because he's the guy. But okay, I'll say okay, we'll take that, absolutely. Coming up on this hour, like I mentioned, we're going to do the Nail the Score thing. We're going to try to give you a little tiny bit of insight along the way. You don't have to know a whole lot about football. You just have to be able to take a guess, just like stabbing at Keno numbers or doing the bingo thing or what have you. Let's go out to Izzy at the top of the show. It's nice to welcome her from Missouri. How you doing, Izzy?
I'm fine, Kate. My vote is for Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, another vote, 99 for
yeah.
Ron Paul.
You know, if you go back and look at his answers 10 years ago, they're the same as they are today.
You know what? I totally agree with you.
He just doesn't change, and that makes me believe that he's really honest.
I think he is.
He
doesn't waffle, and I was going to ask you, do you like what he says about the Federal Reserve, all the nonsense?
Oh, yeah. Federal Reserve is a big bugger for me. I'll tell you, and a little trivia real quick before I get to Iran. And I was reading this recently about JFK. Two things he wanted to accomplish in 1963 was, one, get everybody out of Vietnam, and two, he wanted the Federal Reserve System gone. 5 months later, he was dead.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah,
and several people since have also died that have worked very hard to get the Federal Reserve System repealed out of our Constitution.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. And I thought, it's a powerful group. It really is, and thank you, Woodrow Wilson, for selling us out.
Yeah, no kidding. A powerful group is right, because here you have Bernanke. He's at the controls. I don't care if he gets trotted out in front of Congress along with everybody else who he's meeting with, but then he does the quantitative easing where, you know, we don't even know how much money we're printing.
All you have to do is look at Rothschilds. I mean, they're behind it all. They have been since 1812. And my cousin actually worked for the Rothschild Bank in London. He knew before anybody else in the world what was going on financially. He was a head archivist. And, yes, I got some good tips back then. But anyway, Iran, okay, if we're going to do something in Iran, and I don't think this person in the Oval Office has the guts to do it, we need to go in there, and as the saying goes, you fly the nap and lay the lead and do it right. Another Hiroshima. That's all that it can be, because we will not stop with all this puffing around. We send in troops and bomb the hell out of oh, my gosh, it just went out of my
mind. Tehran?
No.
Saddam
Hussein's country.
Iraq.
Iraq. Yeah, we went in there and just nailed them in the beginning, but then we backed off. So the only way to do it is you're going to have to go in a level Tehran and forget about collateral damage. Sad thing to say, but that's the way war goes. And Ahmadinejad has to be taken out. Bottom line, has to be taken out. Because he's getting chips. You know, I don't know how he's getting them. I haven't been following up that close. But he wants to put a little flotilla out here on our East Coast.
Yes.
And I thought, well, just go for it, buddy, because we've got some real big missiles and some Aegis that we can aim at your little rowboats. Hope you have strong oars. Honest to God, I just don't get it. And if Obama's going to preach it, he better do it, because people are so fed up with that man. So, you know, that's just my opinion on it. If you're going to even consider it, then you better do it right the first time, and that means a full, all-out bombardment.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Izzy. Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. If you're going to do it, you have to do it. And do you think there's any chance that of a nuclear bomb being dropped on Tehran from this administration? The answer is no. Of course, the other thing that can happen is to have China jump into the fray, but they're not going to do that. China's not going to do that, and Russia's not going to do it. When you look at the oil situation, and that's not happening. And they're just not going to do it. They're not going to be able to flip them. I don't believe that, because there's been pressure to do that for a long time. Go back to the previous administration, they were trying. Senator John McCain says Iran is a threat to the Persian Gulf, and that is the truth. When you look at, and it's like what Izzy was saying, when you look at the situation, to just let this continue to flourish the way it is, and why we didn't do this, why we didn't then embrace the protest in Tehran, you know, that's been now 2 years. In 2009, that was a mistake. That was an opportunity. That was an opportunity to do that. And here, look at what's happened now in the Middle East, and look at some of the places where we've backed and others where we've backed away. We can't back away from this Iran situation. We can't. It's too dangerous. We can't allow this to continue. All right, we are going to take a 180. We're heading into Nail the Score next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Poor Donovan Madsen. He does such a great job. We got to get him overtime. He is doing the heavy lifting on this show, including pushing out the computer. Donovan, let it rip. Remember when computers were gigantic? I bet you 40 years ago, nobody was thinking, really? You could walk around with the size of your palm? You can be on a computer? You can type things out? Are you kidding me? You can use the internet? What's the internet? So anyway, don't go off into that tangent. Nail the Score. What is the Nail the Score game? Thank goodness it is not the Philadelphia Eagles. Instead, the afternoon game, the Cowboys and the Patriots. Wow, this was a good game to pick because I think this is a tough game. Some people are going to be seduced into picking the Cowboys, but would you really go against the Patriots in New England? They've showed holes, but, oh, Wes Welker has 5 touchdowns, and, yeah, some of the Cowboys health issues might have been solved. You've got 2 of their wide receivers back at the same time. I mean, actually playing together, Dez Bryant and Miles Austin. Can that make a difference on the offense? There's always a question of Tony Romo and will he throw interceptions after padding a couple of touchdown lead? This is a hard one. But I have got to go with the Patriots. I'm going to say the Patriots win this one. And the final score is 38-34. So I'm giving the Cowboys credit for keeping it close. But I think that the Patriots prevail. They're going to have enough defense. And Brady is absolutely the man. And especially at home, that's tough. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you just tune in, you think, wow, this woman has lost her mind. What is she doing? We do this every week during the football season, and you don't have to know a ton about the teams, and you don't have to analyze it to death. You know, paralysis by analysis, as the saying goes. So anybody could win it. You're just coming up with a numerical guess. Once you have it, you own it, too, by the way. So it's the Cowboys and the Patriots. All right, speaking of Tony Romo and interceptions, we just happen to have Jason Garrett talking about Romo needing to put it all together, and the quarterback of the Cowboys himself saying that even the quarterback on the other side tosses some INTs. Take a listen.
Tony has a very good understanding of the importance of protecting the football. He just needs to take that understanding to the game with him on a consistent basis. I think he's done that very well at different times throughout this season and certainly throughout his career. Other times it hasn't been as good.
Tom Brady threw 4 interceptions 3 weeks ago, so he's pretty good too. I think that just is part of playing the position. You know, these things happen. Do you want him to? No. And going forward, are you always going to get better from it? Yeah. Does it mean it'll never happen again for the next 5 years, 10 years? No. It's hard playing quarterback in the National Football League.
Listening to Tony Romo, on one hand, he's saying the thing that, you know, it's part of playing the position, and it's because he gets dogged with that question all the time. But the tail end of that, forget the excuses. And that's why I picked the Patriots. Don't look at Tom Brady, and of course you can throw interceptions. You know, I think he's an excuse guy. And to me, he's hot and cold. It's like a roller coaster. World beater 1 week and just awful the next. Awful in key moments when you can't afford to be awful. When you could just run the football, run down the clock because you have a 20-some point lead. Okay, do some short screen passes. But I don't know. I don't think Romo's the elite quarterback that some people think he is. So that's why I picked the Patriots, 38-34. But I did give them credit. They do have some good machines on the offense. Jason Witten, Felix Jones on the ground. Yeah. I mean, I won't totally trash the Cowboys, shockingly, but I don't think they win this. What do you think? 800-259-5791. You could do what Dave in Vermont does every single week. Hey, Dave. He sends us an email. AmericaTonight.net. Click on the email and you're in, as long as you get it to us by the end of this hour. How about this? Rick in Illinois gets the first crack.
Oh, is this Nailin' Palin time?
I swear, I'm going to get you an autographed glossy of Sarah Palin. I am.
How can Harmon Cain be a front runner anyway?
He's a front runner. I mean, listen, I said whatever you want to vote. Ron Paul's got 99. I mean, who did you think was going to be the front runner? Rick Perry?
Might be Harmon Cain. Okay, I got Dallas 21, Patriots 28.
28-21 Pats. So you think it's going to be kind of close, too?
Yeah. I think it's going to be just a touchdown difference.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close too. All right, good luck to you, Rick.
Okay, take care.
You too. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. He's a cowboy lover. Hey, Dale.
Oh, hey. I think you can seduce me to go for the Cowboys. I'll take that shot. Oh, this is a tough one, isn't it?
It is tough.
I'll go for the Cowboys cuz they're my team, but I ain't feeling too good about old Tony there. He's, like you said, he's hot and cold. But I'll go 27-24 Cowboys.
27-24. All right, so another close one. Everybody thinks it's close so far.
It's in New England, right?
It's in New England. That's why, that was the other edge I gave to New England. That's why I picked the Patriots.
Oh, 60-3.
No, you cannot change your vote. You have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you, Kate.
You're welcome. You know, I am psyched to see this game, though. I love football. I gotta tell you, I can get so engrossed in football on, especially Sunday, all the way through, even Sunday night before we go in the air. and Monday night. But the when they start to get really, and it used to be this, when it would get really lopsided, then my attention would wane. I'd be like, yeah, I'd start surfing around at other things and then go back to games. But now you can't do that because then the games flip. How many 20-point deficits have some of these teams overcome? Look what happened to the Patriots and the Bills, and the Bills beat the Patriots. Remember, the Patriots are 4-1. The Cowboys have gone in the other direction where they've given points back, and the worst example of that for the Cowboys was Detroit. When Detroit came to Dallas, that was just a debacle, the tail end of that game. And I think Tony Romo's defensive. I think that's what you hear in his voice. But it isn't about the personalities. It's about the score at the end, at least for all of you that are calling the show, because that's what you're concerned with. You're trying to nail the score. 800-259-5791. How about Dan in Texas? He's back for more. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate, mistress of the night.
Hello.
Darling, I'll go Patriots 30, Dallas 24.
Ooh, okay, still relatively close. 30-24, you got it.
Okay.
You're locked and loaded, thanks. Let's move to Brian in Texas. Hey, Brian.
Let's move to Brian in Texas. Hey, Brian. Let's move to Brian.
Oh, Brian, you got to turn your radio down. You're killing us with that radio. Call us back again. Keep your radio off. People do that a lot of times when they're driving in the car. I don't know if he was in the car or not. Because then you hear that echo back. Oh, it's the worst. Okay, here's one from Sam. I don't think it's Sam in Montreal. It does say Sam, though. This one's from Sam through the miracle of the Internet. Sam believes the Cowboys will win. Kate, why do you always trash the Cowboys? Didn't you used to cover the Cowboys? Didn't you even fly on their plane? I bought a copy of your book, by the way, Level the Playing Field, and that's how I know that you used to travel with the Cowboys. So shame on you. I think the Cowboys win this one, and the final score, it's going to be 61-45. Now, you know what? Sam, steady yourself. I'm telling you, we are not going to see a score like that. That would be, you know, sure, we've seen some lopsided scores, but we're not going to see that. Someone's arm is going to fall off. Someone's legs are going to fall off if that's what we end up with. That would be crazy. You know what the lines are on this? Nowhere near that, let's just say. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
The Nail the Score game is the Cowboys visiting New England to take on the Patriots. I had a chat with Steve Budin from PickNation.com about this game, and here's how he saw it. Here's a game I really want to see, the Cowboys and the Patriots.
Well, Dallas is about as predictable as the stock market. I mean, Tony Romo, I mean, guts and grit, but counterbalanced by choking. They're calling him the LeBron James of football. I think that's a real diss to LeBron James, but that seems to be in fashion right now. Look, the one thing Dallas has done in their losses this year is keep the games close, all their losses 4 points or less. Here's a spot where they're getting a ton of points. I think it'll be the same fate for them. I think they will lose this game. I think they will keep it close in the end. I'm taking the points here with the Cowboys.
All right, so he ended up taking the Cowboys after he trashed Tony Romo. And the line, just so you know, is New England by 7. How about that? Let's go out to Rick in Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. They need to put things into perspective here. You got Romo and Brady. Romo sounds like a guy who makes pizzas, not touchdowns.
I like that.
So we know we got to go with New England here. It's going to be 41-27.
Woo, 41-27. All right, Rick, he goes into the 40s there. Good luck, Rick. We'll see.
All right.
Could be a big day for Tom Brady. He is right about that. Tom Brady and the Patriots look pretty good. Only the Bills gave them a little bit of a, well, I shouldn't say that. You know, if you look at, if you look at even last week, there's a little bit of chinks in the armor, but when I say a chink in the armor, really, okay, that, who's the best team in the NFL? Green Bay, but Green Bay in the NFC. Who is it in the AFC? There's a couple teams we like, but you still got to give credit to the Patriots. And I like the way Belichick mixes it up. And certainly against the Cowboys, I like their chances, absolutely. Joe in Kentucky, hello.
Hello, Kay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, pal. What do you think? Are you going to pick the Cowboys?
Not on your life.
I like that.
I'm going to take the Patriots 35-27.
That's a good score, 35-27. That's a realistic score. Joe, good luck. I like that one. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right. Love those Kentucky guys. Such nice guys. All right, Chris in Connecticut. Let's move on to Chris in Connecticut. Chris, so everybody knows, I believe, is the Chris that won and loves the Patriots, so I can't imagine she's going to pick the Cowboys. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kay. How you doing?
Yeah, you won, what was it, 2 years ago you won Nail the Score, a year ago?
Last year.
Last year, Chris won, nailed the score, and you ended up getting, one of the things you got was you got a Brady photograph.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. And this is your team, so what do you think? What do you think the score is going to be?
Oh, New England, 27-17.
27-17. So pretty, not a blowout, though.
No.
Yeah, you're being realistic. That's good. Have you been good?
Good, yes. And you?
I've been good. Not great with my Eagles. They're crappy.
How's your dog?
My dog is good. I have a dog named Mahalo, for anyone who didn't know that, who's a big golden retriever. He doesn't like the Eagles anymore either.
Beautiful dog.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, Chris, we got you locked and loaded. Thanks. Yeah, we jumped off that Eagles bandwagon, along with the half of the city of brotherly love. Everybody's ready to just dive off into the bridge. Jim in Texas. Hey, Jim in Texas.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you picking the Cowboys?
Yes, I am.
Good for you. What is wrong with the Cowboy fans? They should stick by their team. So what do you think the score is going to be?
Well, I'm a transplant from San Diego, California. I'm a Charger fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go Cowboys 24-17.
24-17 Cowboys. All right, Jim, good luck. You might be a winner. Thank you. So here's the deal. We're nailing the score, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net if you want to weigh in that way, because we do have a lot of people that can't get to a phone. They're working. Do you mind if I nail the score? I'm actually listening to it in my ear right now. Alan in Kentucky. Hello.
Hello there, Miss Kate.
Hello.
I like New England.
Okay. 31-24. 31-24. And you are so in luck because Dan in Texas had 30-24. So you've got it. You've got it, my friend. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's a good score, too. So far, we haven't had anybody that said some crazy low ball score like that's going to have an amazing day of defense. I don't think you'll see that with these two teams. Sam in Connecticut. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
What do you think, Sam? Are you going for the Cowboys in this or the Patriots?
Patriots.
And what's the score going to be?
Score will be 27-21.
Did anyone say 27-20? No, nobody said 27-21. Hey, who do you root for? So do you root for the Giants or the Jets?
No, I hate them.
Do you root for any football team?
I do.
The Patriots?
Yep.
All right. A lot of people in Connecticut root for the Patriots. All right, Sam, we got you down.
Okay.
Thank you. I guess that makes sense. If you geographically, it could make sense, sure. I know a lot of people in Connecticut, I mean all over the state, that root for the Patriots. Josh in Kentucky, it's your turn. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Kate. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you. How about you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
Now, I can't stand either team, but I'm going to go with New England.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go 34-28. couple prima donnas in there playing football.
34-20. Do you think Tony Romo is a prima donna?
Well, I mean, come on. He was dating, what, at the Simpson girl, whatever her name was. I mean, come on. He's just a pretty boy. That's all he is.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a pretty boy, just like Brady dating Giselle or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, well, of course. I mean, you know.
Of course you're jealous. But you know what? Here's the thing with Romo. He's also very lucky because you think he got, in a way, he got plucked from obscurity. Not that he didn't have some talent. I mean, he's a scratch golfer. But the fact that he was there with the Cowboys organization for all those years and they had all those problems with quarterbacks and then they threw him in there, he had good timing, actually.
Yeah, he got lucky. He's not a quality quarterback by any means.
No, I agree with you. I think he got lucky.
Aaron Rodgers. He's not Aaron Rodgers.
No. I like Aaron Rodgers, too. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
And finally, Aaron Rodgers got his day last year at the crazy Super Bowl in Dallas, Texas. And that was huge. That was huge for Rodgers. If you remember, if we were to wind the tape back to everything that he had to deal with Brett Favre. And I have a buddy that covers Green Bay and has covered Green Bay for, I want to say, 2 decades. He's covered them. And he said that, you know, one of the things that happened with Rodgers is he wasn't getting any love from Brett Favre. But if you see over your shoulder and the guy behind you could take your spot and the organization is hinting about that, I don't know that you'd be all that friendly. And then we know the odyssey of Brett Favre going off to the Jets and Minnesota and then fading out. But good for Aaron Rodgers. All right, Jay in Kentucky as well. Hey, Jay.
Well, here's my prediction. I've seen New England lose to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to go to overtime, and I say by a field goal, Dallas 27-24.
Ooh, 27-24 Cowboy. Oh, wait, somebody already has that. Dale has that.
Are you kidding me?
No, he's got 27-24, so you got to
tweak Cowboys?
That a bit. He's got Cowboys. You got to tweak it just a little bit.
All right, I'm going to tweak it the other way then. New England's going to kick the field goal. We'll go with them, 27-24. How's that?
27-24, New England. Nobody has it, so you have it.
All righty.
Very good, thanks.
I'd like to contribute to your prize pack, if you don't mind.
Yeah, what do you want to throw in?
Well, what I will do for any of your winners throughout this season, I have a cabin rental business down in Tennessee in the Smoky Mountains. Mm-hmm. Anyone that rents a cabin from us, I'll leave a $100 bill on the table. Or, if they're not going to rent a cabin, I'll throw in a $50 gift card for a gas card. How's that?
Oh, all right, Jay. We're taking you up on that. Thank you.
No problem, Kate.
Sweet. We love Jay. He always has such hard opinions, too. I love it. He doesn't waver. He's not a flip-flopper. So how about that? Listener Jay throwing in a gas card, $50 gas card. If you want to rent a cabin in the Smoky Mountains, wow, it's beautiful in the Smoky Mountains. Get that cabin rental, and then it'll put $100 on the table. That'd be pretty good. Just escape. Can I win? Am I eligible for the prizes? I don't think so. Is Donovan eligible for the prizes? I don't think so. Bummer. 800-259-5791. We're nailing the score. One segment left for you to get in on the action. It's easy. All you have to do is say who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. So don't hesitate. Where's Dr. E this week? Where's Elvis this week? Got a whole bunch of people also checking in via the email, and we'll take those next, too. Stay with us.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Le Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Score here on America Tonight. Last year's winner, Chris in Connecticut, called in with a guess, 27-17, New England. So far, most are picking New England, but, you know, hey, the Cowboys could have a good week. Who knows? I think it's going to be a close game, without a doubt. I would be so surprised if New England came out and just put a hurt on Dallas. I just don't think the game is set up that way, especially with all the headlines over the last couple of weeks for the Cowboys. And I mean, here's the deal. When you play the game anyway, having covered this up close, the one thing that I think every coach worth their salt tells any of these players, and any of you who played college football, whether you played for a big school or a little school, even if you played high school football, you probably had a coach that, because you have to go through the season, you shake off the loss. You can celebrate or you can, you know, sob for a day, and then you have to move on. So even though I don't think Romo's an elite quarterback, he has solid skills when he uses them. But the point of this deal is they had a bye week. So coming off the bye week, the humiliation of the INTs, the drubbing he's taken in the analysis of this, whether it's ESPN or Fox Sports or any of the 10 million sports radio shows that are out there, he's going to come back and have a decent game. Whether they win or not, I really don't believe that they're just going to crumble to the ground. And there's going to be all these holes. And DeMarcus Ware, who's a machine, I mean, they're going to have to watch him with Brady all day long. That everybody's just going to have a El Choco game, and they're going to fold, especially when they've gotten some people back to health. But are they going to set the world on fire? The answer to me, anyway, is no. I don't think so. That's why I went with the Patriots. You might view this a little bit differently, and in fact, who cares about the analysis? I've already said that. You're really just picking teams. Pick a team. What team do you like? How do you think they fare? What's the final score? That's all you have to come up with. It's a numerical guess. It's just like sitting there in Vegas eating that steak at 4 a.m. over at the Hilton and doing the Keno thing, and you have no idea whether you won or not. Let's take, let's see. I think we have some more. Let's take some more, and then I've got some emails, too, to go through, so I don't want to get lost in all this. Let's go to David in Texas. Hey, David.
Hello, Kate.
What do you think, David?
Well, I mean, I like the Dallas Cowboys. It's always been my favorite team, but I think I'm going to go with the Patriots this time because when Tony gets under pressure and all that, he throws interceptions after interceptions, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm going to have to go to the Patriots 34-24.
Okay. David, you might be a winner. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Kay. You have a good night.
You too. Okay, so David in Texas has, I think David in Texas has the same score as somebody else. It's all right. We'll split the pot if that happens. Dr. E in Kentucky. Hello.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Are you picking the Patriots?
You better believe it.
I knew it. I knew you were picking the Patriots. I'm psychic like that. So.
Yeah, I don't like the Cowboys very well.
I know. We've talked about that over the years.
Yes, we have.
What do you think happens here? What's the final score?
Well, I just got into it. I just got off work. I really don't know how the scores has been going. I don't even know where it's played at. Is it going to be in...
New England.
Dallas or New England? Oh, okay. Let's go 34-20.
34-20, that's good. There have been some guesses kind of around that, but no 34-20. So you got it. 34-20, Dr. E. Going to be watching this game?
When is it?
It's in the afternoon. It's the afternoon. It's like your time, East
afternoon?
Coast 4. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I'll probably be watching it.
Yeah, that's a good time to watch a game. All right, we got you in there. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Kate.
You are welcome. Thank you. Yeah, I can't help it. I mean, Sundays are toast for me. People will ask me to do something, and I'm like, eh. You get up and you start watching after you get back. You go to church or go to breakfast. I mean, you guys know the routine. And then you're hooked in. You're hooked into watching the games and watching the. I like the Fox show, so I watch the Fox show because they bang on each other, so I think that's funny. And the combination with. I didn't like Michael Strahan at first, but I like him now. I like him on that set. And Howie and Kurt Menefee, I think, does a good job as the traffic cop. 800-259-5791. Or email me quickly, though. You have to do it because we're running out of time. AmericaTonight.net. Tell me what you think is going to happen in this game. So, in other words, who wins, Patriots or the Cowboys, and what you think the final score will be. Here's one from Alan C. And Alan says, Kate, enjoy the show. I was going to call, but instead I'm going to quickly... say the Cowboys win this. I think all of you are wrong, and so that gives me an opening. I think the Cowboys win this 38-21. 38-21. Ooh, that'd be big for Tony Romo. He'd like that. Travis in Kentucky. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I bet you're picking the Patriots, right?
You are correct.
It's so easy to guess that, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm going to go with 35-28 Patriots.
Okay, 35-28 Patriots. Oh, you got it. You got that score. Perfect. Thank
good
you.
Good deal. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Have a good football weekend. I wonder how many people listening to the show that call in for Nail Square. I wonder how many of you are also college football fans. Because, boy, then anybody around you that's it. I mean, pretty much the fall and then getting into December and January and the bowl games and everything, you're out. You're down for the count. I mean, there's a reason why they call it couch potato, because you fall into that pattern where you go from the and then you have some Thursday games too, but you go from really Saturday and Sunday, and then I guess if you did the Monday night game, that's it. The other days are open. Just tell your buddies, I'm open for football. That's it. Want to go grab some wings? Otherwise, forget it. 800-259-5791. Although that might have changed because of DVRs and stuff. Some people can DVR games and just try to not find out what the score is, and then they go back and re-rack them. I don't like to do that, though, because inevitably, if I do it and I really want to see the game, somebody's going to tell me something. I'm going to find out. I'm going to get a text, or someone's going to say something to me, or so it's ruined. And then I don't want to go back. I can't do that. I don't want to go back and watch a game. How many of you can relate to this? Somebody tells you, oh, you wouldn't believe that game. Oh, you should have seen the end of that game. And then you taped it. They ruined it for you. And then you're going to go back to the beginning and watch the whole thing. Oh, no way. Here's a couple more through the miracle of the internet. This one from Bill, who says, Kate, without a doubt, I cannot believe any of the people that have called you have said the Cowboys. What is wrong with them? They're not thinking clearly. Absolutely, the final score is going to be 43-35. 43-35. Patriots, Tom Brady's going to have a really good, solid game. And Wes Welker will end up with at least two or three touchdowns. Ooh, three touchdowns in the day would be big. Here's another one. This comes to us from Candy in Virginia. Kate, I'm taking a guess here. You invited people who didn't know anything about football to guess the score. So my guess is 26-21. 26-21, and I'm going to say the Cowboys. All right, good luck to everybody who weighed in on this version of Nail the Score. I hope we have a winner. That'd be exciting. Get some good prizes, but it's not even about the prizes. It's the bragging rights. It's so hard to do. Ask Chris in Connecticut. Shockingly, she won last year, but we haven't had a winner in a long, besides her, we haven't had a winner in a long, long time. Once again, good luck, everybody.